your mom was a freaking evil psycho. She taught torture. She taught murder. She taught rape. And all the nastiest things Cuba have their bad reputations for. Destania was possible the coldest creature to ever exist in Saya, devoid of any compassion. I'm amazed you weren't born with frostbite. Your mom wasn't just evil. She wrote the book on it. Are you too scared to read it? You should be.
Don't worry, Dee. You've been a friend with family for generations. And we are both working for the same goal.
The end of the dragon race.
In our family's best interests.
Pure evil! Destania wanted to use children and infants for her torture class.
So, I heard your date tanked last night.
Oh, sod off, Glev. Just because you have a steady girlfriend, you don't need to rub it in. I swear, the night shift is already annoying as is. Spending 7 hours staring at unearthed, stolen graves?
I owe you. One body plus a lot of dirt.
Are they nuts?
Really? Why would they take the dirt?
Hey there, stranger. How have you been?
Fantastic, Alexi. Or wait, was the right term fabulous? Shoot, I should have wrote it down.
Wrote what down? Oh, right. Gay. Gyrus, you do realize you don't have to change who you are to fit some sort of standard, right?
Please, Alexi, I know what I'm doing. I'm simply trying to catch up to my quota.
Your quota?
Indeed. Certain obligations must be fulfilled.
I'm gonna pick up a pot of gold now!
Huh, I just noticed how quiet it is today.
Yeah, Dan and Abel had some sort of fight a while back. Not sure what was said, but since then, Dan has been in some sort of funk. Come to think of it, I haven't even seen Abel in over a week. Dan is currently off at... Gyrus? Are you even paying any attention?
Oh, sorry, Lexi. I got distracted thinking about how I'm so awesome now.
Ooh. Please tell me this is a temporary thing, Gyrus.
Hello? Abel? It's me, Gyrus. Alexi said you've been missing a week?
Has it only been a week? Funny thing about not needing to eat or sleep. In a dark room, you can just lose all track of time.
You've been in here all week? That isn't funny at all. It's more sad, really.
It isn't all that bad. I mean, I managed to miss out on disco doing this once.
Point made and taken.
So, what can I do for you?
Well... As you can see, I'm much more confident, and I find you attractive, so I was hoping to invite you for an afternoon brunch. What do you say, Abel?
Oh my.
No, Brain. There is confident, and then there is completely stupid. Though, I do like brunches.
Gyrus? Foray to Gyrus.
Say, Abel, about that mind shield you gave me?
Well, it should still be working. Oh, wait! You and Dan talked a while back. I guess you want me to remove it since you no longer need it.
No thanks. I'm quite fine with it still. Honest. I mean, it's probably a good idea to keep it on for a while. Just in case. And stuff. Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't blame you, what with Dinkhead still learning how to handle the basics. He's probably going to be learning all sorts of secrets. I know I've had my own mind filter set to max because of it.
Filter? I thought Cubi liked reading thoughts.
Oh yes, I love hearing the thoughts of the drunk and stupid upstairs. Here's a tip. Most Cubi filter out all but certain key words. We don't read every thought that comes our way.
Well, that's nice of them.
Nice mice. The average non-cubi thoughts are filled with pointless trivia and paranoid delusions.
Is that a jab at me?
Will you tell me, mister? I needed a mind shield to hide my relationship problems.
Say, you don't happen to know where Dan is, do you?
Not off the top of my head, but you have my guesses. I'm not too fond of the idea of following Dan around, so I had Fee tag along with him. I've instructed Fee to come get me should Dan go off and do something very stupid and dangerous.
Biggs! I know you know where my mom is at!
Okay, seriously, did someone install a revolving door right outside my place without my knowledge?
Ooh, minibar!
Who are... Oh, wait, Dee's little cross-dressing son! I have to say, you look nicer in a dress. Anyways, you're probably looking for Dee. She told me to give you...
Listen up! I'm in no mood for any of your games, Biggs. Now tell me where my mom is, or I swear I will... Will... Brig, you were going to tell me just now, weren't you?
Keyword. Word.
Ow! Oh, when did you suddenly become competent in fighting?
Hello? Leader of the Twink Territories. What, you think I got the title by asking for it nicely? The only reason you got the drop on me last time we met is because I thought you were a girl. I happen to have a no-hitting females policy.
Doesn't that leave you open to being taken advantage of?
Yes. Being taken advantage of by powerful, attractive females. Totally at their mercy. Completely unable to defend myself.
Forget I asked. I know I'm trying to. This isn't working as well as I expected. I guess it's time to put this whole Kubai thing to the test. Look, Biggs, I'm just looking for Dystania. You wouldn't have to have any information on where she is, would you?
If you're trying to read my thoughts, I am totally going to deck you.
What? How can you tell that? Ow! Oh! Wow! Oh, I walked right into that one.
Oh, don't feel too bad. You'd be amazed how many creatures fall for that one. Enough of this. Your mom isn't here. After finding out some info about her husband, she quit working for me and went off to go find him.
Wait, she was working for you?
Yeah, and that's the only reason I'm not beating your face in at the moment. Fat and wildy. She was a great employee. Loyal, resourceful, smart. Not to mention freaking hot! I mean, jeez, for a lady of that many thousands of years, she had quite the perky wingspan.
Oh, this is not the information I require!
Dee has a tendency to drop in every few months. I'll let her know you came by when she shows up again. In the meantime, I have my own stuff to do. Ooh! That's right! You're an adventurer, yes? The hacky, the slashy, yes? How'd you like to earn some money stabbing something?
Oh, really now? And what would you say if I just so happened to decide I should be against you in helping this... this... Dark Pegasus?!
What would I say? Ooh, I'd really want to speak with his PR, because dang, I gotta get me some of that. So, the word on the street is that DP's grave has gone empty, which means it's only a matter of time before the Dingleberry rises again. In the past, every time he's shown up, he's found ways to interfere with my own plans. Very annoying. Now, normally I'd just send a few guys over to stop the whole process, but obviously they haven't been all that successful. So I figure, hey, you're an adventurer. Why not go see if you hold up better?
And what happens if I fail and die?
Then I get to tell Dee when I see her that DP killed her little baby boy, and she does the job. This is what we in my business call a win-win situation.
You know what? Fine. I'll check this out. But if this is a trick, Biggs, I swear...
Yeah, heard it before. Don't forget your drunk morpacy in the hallway.
Dan. Not exactly quick on the uptake still.
Yeesh, what was all that racket out there?
Sorry, sir. Just dealing with a family issue.
And is there a reason you're using my old hairstyle?
Well, I had to leave some clues.
Well, this might be good.
Oh, did you find your mom?
No, but this might be better. If Dark Pegasus really is about to make a comeback, that means I can thwart him before he even gets a plan in motion. Smacking some baddies is just what I need. Yeah. This is the second time something from Saya has thrown up on me.
Please don't touch it, sir. I can't remember if it's poisonous. Oh, so ugly.
Oh, easy now. We'll just sit for a bit until your stomach settles some.
Thanks. So, who's this Dark Pegasus? And why are we gonna stop him?
That's a pretty long story, really.
Well, lay it on me. Right now, a story sounds good.
You mean that you are actually interested in me telling the story of one of my first adventures?
No cute face. No cute. Stomach queasy as is.
Well, you see, Fee, it all started years ago. I was celebrating my first day out of adventuring school. You got me a dress.
It's a robe.
It's a dress!
The fabric is magically enchanted to protect you from magic. It's designed to cover most of the body. Then again, I could always exchange it for some sort of chainmail loincloth.
No. I'll take my chances with the dress. Well, it is pretty comfortable. But I don't know, Wildy.
Oh, don't be such a baby, Dan. Just give it an adventure and I'll show you to see it doesn't make you any less masculine.
Perhaps. But do you think it makes my butt look fat?
No, I think your fat butt makes your butt look fat.
I don't know. I've heard bad things about this place.
Oh, please, is in, like all other, with girls. No different from other... Ints?
So you think it's okay to try to skip your tab, do you? Is that what you think?
Oh my, being bent that way not correct?
No, I've seen bad things about this place.
No, not the spoons! Yeah.
Looks like Lexi's in one of her moods. Think I'll just go out the back for this ice cream run.
Oh, hello! Hello there! Can you help me, please?
Sure.
Here, can you tell me what this smells like?
It doesn't smell like anything.
So it doesn't smell like chloroform?
No, not really. Chloroform has more of
This trick would be a lot cooler if we actually had chloroform.
Chloroform cost high. Too high.
What? Burlap bag? Some sort of moving wagon? Have I been kidnapped? Well, we'll just see about that. Daniel T. Fiona, springs into action! It's times like this I wish I had a teammate. Then again, I'd hate for anyone to actually see this. Finally free! Nearly bested by a burlap bag. Can this get any worse?
Hurry! Dump him in quick!
Ah, so's what you know, universe. Trying to bury me with girls only makes everything better.
Oh, good going, idiots. Now we're in a box. Where in our plans did it say, get imprisoned in box? I swear to God.
Right, because everything you've done has been oh so amazingly helpful. Which is why you didn't get caught. Oh, wait, you did.
Enough. We are moving, and my magic fades. We must plan escape.
If it isn't too bold of me, Perhaps I can suggest you make your plans include you three getting off my spine?
There we go. All free. Sorry about falling on you.
Don't worry about it. Looks like we're all in this together.
No, we are not. We are in a silly wooden box, and anyone with any passing skills should have no problem breaking free. Observe.
Correction. We are in a wooden box reinforced with a magical barrier, thus negating spells and creature-like abilities.
Ha! She's doing it wrong! Her head is the hardest part of her body.
Poor Lefty.
Serves you right, you big knucklehead.
Knuckle what? Shut your mouth, Pod Puppy.
Are you?
Are they?
They do this all the time. Stop. Don't worry. Now, about you. You are of angel blood.
Me? No. Why is it that everyone jumps at that conclusion?
It is a mystery. A soft and fluffy mystery. They may fight a lot, but we all do care about one another. We are sisters, after all.
Whoa, wait. You're sisters? But you're also...
Different looking? We aren't sisters of blood. We are Amazons. We are sisters of spirit.
Oh my goodness! I'm in a box to adventure with a trio of Amazons! This is the greatest thing ever!
Shanna! Where is your top?
I sacrificed it for victory.
Hallelujah! Gah! No! This is not the time to be distracted. Now is the time to figure a way out of here. Between the four of us, there has to be something we can do to escape. So, got any nines?
Ha! Unlike the cards in my hand, the fish must depart.
And don't forget the time that you... Wait. We are snowing. I think we may be stopping.
Okay, battle plans. They have the advantage since we have no weapons and magic. But perhaps we can come up with some kind of minor assault that would...
What? They forgot to search me before dropping me in here.
When the doors open, we launch our assault.
Well, here goes. What the? My robe is snagged. Wildy will freak if I rip this thing the day she gave it to
me. The door's open!
Attack! Behold the wrath of the animal!
Did I just make a really bad move or a really smart one? I think perhaps this is a good time to stop this tale.
Say what? Are you kidding me? But the hot girls! And wasn't the whole point of this story to talk about this dark Pegasus fellow?
Well, yeah. I figured you, might be bored by now.
Embarrassing part of the story?
Embarrassing part of the story.
Ha ha, you should have seen your face when she came out with that sword.
Oh, shut it. The Dark Pegasus is going to be very displeased that this batch of maidens was nothing but Amazons.
Told you not to use the mythos, sweetie.
We'll have to... Oh, wait. Perhaps this run wasn't a total waste after all.
Wait. Gathering maidens? Plus new robe? Plus Amazons friendly to me? Oh, heck no!
I think you scared her, Graz.
No, just wait a minute!
No way, Graz! That's a guy!
You may be right. Guess I best dispose of him.
Eep! Wait! Maybe he's one of those types.
Those?
You know, the dudes who think they really are chicks.
That is a possibility I haven't considered. Is a maiden based upon the physical or the spiritual?
He sure looks maidenly.
Indeed. I cannot imagine any guy actually having a hairstyle so effeminate.
Maybe we should throw a spider at him to see if he reacts proper?
Well, if you consider it, a maiden is sought after not because she is female, but because of the innocent and pure nature within.
True.
So really, the ideal would be more spiritual. And if someone was a maiden in spirit, the physical aspect would be secondary.
Okay, I am going to have to comment on this. You see...
Not to mention, the whole concept is rather funny.
Did you have to blast it in the face?
It? Seriously, Cass, that is just rude.
Done already? Where are the old clothes?
I left them on underneath. I don't care what Grass says. I ain't undressing a fellow.
Well, oh, fine, leave. I swear, though, if Dark Peg gets mad one of his maidens is clunky-looking, it is going to be your head, Missy.
Kidnapping. Okay. Blast to the face? I can handle. But this is where I draw the line.
Daniel T. Fiona, Puncher of Females. Not exactly a great title. Then again, this hasn't been that great a day. I guess the first thing to do is find out where they keep the prisoners to rescue Hannah and the other Amazon. Whoa! New plan. Lay here for a few minutes after breaking my ankle. Stupid shoes. If I survive, must not let this happen again.
Pain. Maybe broken. This isn't good at all. Frig. Ah, this is bad, Dan. You were on your own, with no weapons, and an injured ankle. I mean, sheesh, I don't even know where to go. Where do I even, convenient.
Maidens in basement, prisoners in tower, worst castle ever. Huh? No guards. I will need to be extra careful. Could be a trap. Did you just try to head clunk me?
It was like hitting a solid rock.
What is it with you guys and hitting me on the head? Is it your group's signature move?
My group? You are the one working for Team Evil, mister. I was sent here as an emissary for the Kingdom of Aegean 2 weeks ago. The Queen had received a letter saying the leader wished to discuss giving peace a chance. Turns out he was lying.
Giving peace a chance does not include second ones, I hope you all know.
So there I was, a prisoner in a dank cell. I'm not sure how long
I... Hold up. That's enough.
Wait, what? Why?
I have no reason to doubt your story, and this isn't exactly the best time to tell it. Not to mention that if I survive this whole thing, I want to tell my tale to others, and having an extra flashback would just be confusing.
Whew, you got a point there. Now, you seem like the reasonable type, unlike the other guards I have had to deal with. I mean, you haven't tried to attack me yet. So I will tell you what. If you surrender and let me put you in a cell, I can promise you that no harm will come to you, and that after I shut this whole operation down, you will... I see. So you are the type to sneaky off on me while I talk. The worst type of them all. I need to get shorter speeches.
Whew. Looks like she is running by. Hopefully she'll get distracted by some real guards. I don't have time to deal with that kind of crazy. I need to find the Amazons. Now, let's see. If I was an evil creature of immense power, what would I do with scantily clad Amazons? That was a lot less harem outfit and a lot more decapitation and dismemberment than my mental scenario portrayed. At least you aren't hanging on a wall anymore, Hannah. When this is over, I will make sure you get buried properly. I need to focus now. There is no sign of Anne or Shanna, which means they may still be alive. If that is the case, they are likely being held in a secured part of this tower.
which may or may not have guards depending on how crazy that bird chick is acting. So right, head to tower, deal with guards, save Amazons, beat down whoever is responsible for this. Pure, simple, no distractions.
Don't even think about it.
Like I ever think about the things I am about to do.
Waita! Wouldn't the adventurers have a way of letting the other know you are on the same team?
In the field, most times you have to follow gut instinct. Unfortunately, it turned out that Alika and myself were both somewhat lacking in that department at the time.
Why, you? I loved that feather most of all! Let me pull your hair out and see if you like that!
Bring it on, you tacky-colored harpy!
It's been swell, but playtime's over. Say goodnight, sunshine. No, here. Thank you.
Boy, I don't know who just did that, but I owe you one. Thanks a million, whoever you are.
So, I did hit the right target. Wonderful. And you would be amazed how difficult it is to aim when your head is in a box across the room.
Anna? Is that you? You're looking a bit,
dead.
Indeed.
I have been dead for longer than you have been alive. My apologies. When the guards discovered this, they sent me to be disassembled and processed. More than likely for a death knight.
Death what?
Death knight. They use the souls of undead to power them. The Dark Pegasus is notorious for his hatred of the undead race. But we shouldn't dawdle. My sisters may be in greater danger, and I am still lacking important parts.
Your leg?
Yes, but more important is my fluffy tail. That is the only cute and cuddly part of me I have left.
Before we head out, we should probably do something with, what's her name? As crazy as she is, we can't just leave her unconscious on the ground.
You make a valid point. Any guard that finds her would probably kill her for escaping. Leave it to me. We Amazons have an ancient method of dealing with this exact problem.
Shoving her in a closet is an ancient method of the Amazons?
Yes. Now, help me with the ancient method of moving objects in front of the closet. I still can't find my... Are you limping?
Yeah. I hurt my ankle back when...
I am going to destroy you!
What about your ankle?
Pain in ankle means not caught yet!
Part 1 of The Return of Dark Pegasus was written and illustrated by Amber Williams. The original comic strip can be found at missmab.com. In this unofficial production, the part of Dan was played by James Rawls. Abel and Glev were played by Jairus, Alexi by Mystique, and Jairus Gianna by Tezcat. Wildy was played by Miyaka. The part of Biggs was played by Fragmaster, Destania by Aisha DiCabre, Fee was played by Mystique, and Alika by Buffenpuff and Joseph Morris. Shanna was played by Mugal, Anna by Mystique, and Hannah by Lena. Also featured were Keaton and Kenku as the two Mythos, Lambo as Deebs and Cass, and Baal Haddad as Graz. The blue and pink phoenixes were played by Gabi Starshine and Keaton Gyroneth. Additional voices were done by Joseph Morris and Jairus. Engineering, sound effects and music were done by Joseph Morris. Recording was done as a collaborative project over the internet. Final assembly and mixdown were done on tape at The Lab, Cumbran. This and other recordings can be found at dmfa.it-he.org.